Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Just Interesting podcast, the Halloween edition. How is everyone? And Robin and Martin, can I hear you? Is this on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah. For that whole intro, I couldn't hear either of you.
Loved it. That was great.
Oh, welcome to the Halloween edition of the podcast. I love Halloween, guys. I don't know about you, but Halloween is very near and dear to my heart. What about you two? Are you big fans of Halloween?
I can get into Halloween. I don't mind dressing up. I feel significantly underdressed right now. But you know, I'll just roll with it. I've got a bit of a background. Wasn't even sure if I'd be able to do that. It's a bit sketchy, but we'll go with it.
It works. It's nice. Yeah. Welcome everyone in the chat. How's everyone doing? And how are you celebrating Halloween this year? And how are you, Robin? Sorry, I skipped over you then.
How are you, Dracula?
Feeling a bit peaky. Haven't had much to drink.
Oh. What have you got there? Ooh. Is that the
I should
blood
have come
of
prepared
your enemies?
I should have got a glass of red wine. That would have been the smart thing to do for the effect. But no, I've got a poorly chosen mini eggs with a cup of tea inside.
Fits in with the theme, absolutely.
Even with the theme, yeah. I mean, but to answer your question, I am also a massive fan of Halloween. I love it. I used to love it more because I used to actually be able to celebrate it. But it feels like for the last few years, every time Halloween comes around, something happens that stops me being at home to properly celebrate it. But I'm glad we get to do this lovely live stream Halloween special.
Exactly.
I mean, not live if you're watching us or listening to us on the podcast platform of your choice or on YouTube, but right now on Twitch, we are live. And Spiffing has already pointed out that I got the wrong holiday with my Mini X mug. Actually true.
Yeah, although a kind of creepy, haunted Easter bunny. That could be quite a good Halloween costume idea, yeah. If you are watching this at a later date, then why not come over to our Twitch channel where we are streaming on a semi-regular basis, I want to say. We do them on occasion. But it's a good time whenever we do them.
How'd you get there, Alex? What'd you have to type in? Because I have no idea.
You go, Martin, to twitch.tv/just_interesting. There you go.
Good. That's remember the underscore.
So what are we going to be talking about today? We're going to be discussing some things we learned this week, as usual. And then we're going to be talking about some of our comments, our favorite comments on the YouTube channel, as always. And then we are going to be discussing some spooky stories, but not just any spooky stories. We're going to be talking about your spooky stories, the ones that you sent in to us. And we're going to be talking about... So it's more personal. It's just nicer, isn't it? Talking about people's individual paranormal experiences. And then we can just wildly speculate on them and decide which ones we find the most creepy, I guess. Also, I guess that's a good reminder for anyone in the chat who maybe you didn't see us ask, put that request out, and you're watching this now. If you have had a paranormal experience, why not let us know now? Comment in the Twitch chat and we'll scroll up and maybe read it out a bit later on. But in the meantime, fellas, what have you learned this week? I'm going to come to Martin, first of all.
Ooh, well, it's Halloween week, isn't it? So I thought I'd go Halloween-y and look at a few traditions from Halloween. Uh-huh. And in particular, there's a tradition in Germany. And you know when like people say, oh, that's a British tradition, but most of the time you've never heard of it, right?
This could be.
I'm fully aware that if there are any Germans in our audience, this could well be one of those, because they often are, right? But apparently, Germans around the time of Halloween in some areas or some regions of Germany, some people believe that at Halloween, the souls of the family and friends who have passed away in, you know, previously, come back. And so, like a lot of traditions do, like the Day of the Dead in Mexico, etc. To avoid accidentally hurting the ghosts that come back, Germans, or some Germans in probably some very small regions, hide all the knives in their houses, so as not to hurt the spirits. Although I think it's probably the other way around, so the spirits can't grab a knife and hurt you. But that's just my guess.
I think so.
So if you're in Germany, if you're a German listener or viewer to our show, do you hide your knives around Halloween? Probably a good idea, but let us know.
Maybe they're just worried about break-ins and burglars. You know, it's just around Halloween, maybe it's... Is it prone for more burglars and more break-ins?
People are out at night. Yeah, maybe.
People doing spooky, horrible, no, not even spooky, just criminal things. So.
That's great until they find the knife drawer with all you've hidden all of your knives and weapons. Oh, yes. Take their pick. Or you hide it from your partner. And they're like, where are the knives? You're like, I've hidden them. Yeah.
That's why you need a bat cave. A bat cave with like one of those, a secret entrance, a few keys on the piano that you have to hit, and then
opens the grandfather clock and you go down the staircase and there you go.
And all the bread knives lay out on a table in front of you.
This one's a butter knife. Why did you hide the butter knife?
Exactly.
A fish slice.
So, Robin, what have you learned this week?
Well, I learned this week another Halloween fun fact, which is about the Scottish village of Killin. The western end of Loch Tay in the Highlands, and they celebrated Halloween on the 11th of November until World War I.
Why?
Aha, I'm glad you asked, Martin. Well, 11th of November is, as well as being Armistice Day, that most of us remember, or Remembrance Day, for people who don't know about the Armistice. 11th of November is also St. Martin's Day, and it's also known as Old Halloween because, in the UK at least, and in America actually, so in Britain and all its colonies, which included the USA at the time, in 1752, Scotland and all the colonies of England stopped using the Julian calendar and switched over to the Gregorian calendar. As we know, there's a slight difference between the two, and in order to sync things up, they skipped 10 days. So they just skipped ahead 10 days. When they switched to the Gregorian calendar, which meant that October the 31st, when you celebrate Halloween, was suddenly November the 11th in the old calendar.
Yeah.
So they kept practicing Halloween on November the 11th, whilst everyone else was doing it on the new October the 31st.
I see.
And they kept going up until World War One, when I guess suddenly they had Remembrance Sunday and everyone was like, oh yeah, we got to... 11th of November, that's a new day now. So let's do Halloween when everyone else does it.
We're getting too many people dressing up as soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, as well as Remembrance Day, it feels bad to say this now after it's on a very important date anyway, but I also associate November 11th as the release date of Skyrim, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. 11-11-11.
Wow. There you go.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Gosh. Good memory.
You can't overlap with that very, very important day in the calendar forevermore.
Exactly.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
So I'll say what I learned this week, but first, just having a look at the comments real quick, because that's the benefit of us on Twitch. Everyone watching, you can interact with us, ask us any questions, tell us what's on your mind. Feel free to whenever you'd like. Madeline, to be honest, says, I literally had a ghost cleared from my bedroom 2 nights ago. You've got to tell us more than that.
Can't leave it at that.
This is a spooky podcast. You've got to give us the full story. But that sounds great.
Does it? Does it sound great? I'm not sure it does.
it doesn't
sound great.
It sounds like you're in. Oh, Irish Dan, thanks for the subscription. There, that's very nice of you.
Welcome, Irish Dan. Thank you.
Welcome. Madeline, if you can give us a little bit more info, that sounds really interesting. But this week I learned about the origin. See, we've all gone for a similar thing. It's about Halloween.
Good.
I've gone for the origin of the jack-o'-lantern, where that name comes from. Because it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's not just like carving pumpkin or anything. Jack-o'-lantern sounds very specific. And the practice actually originates from an Irish myth about a man nicknamed as Stingy Jack. So the story goes that Stingy Jack invited the devil to have a drink with him. And true to his name, Stingy Jack didn't want to pay for his drink. So he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin that Jack could use to buy their drinks. Once the devil did so, Jack decided to keep the money and put it into his pocket next to a silver cross, which prevented the devil from changing back into his original form. And then Jack
did the world a favor there.
The devil doesn't come across well in this story.
No, he's been duped.
Jack eventually freed the devil under the condition that he would not bother Jack for 1 year, and that should Jack die, he could not claim his soul. The next year, Jack again tricked the devil into climbing into a tree to pick a piece of fruit. While he was up in the tree, Jack carved a sign of the cross into the tree's bark so that the devil could not come down until the devil promised Jack not to bother him for 10 more years. And soon after this, Jack died. And as the legend goes, God would not allow such an unsavory figure into heaven. And the devil, upset by the trick Jack had played on him and keeping his word not to claim his soul, would not allow Jack into hell either. So he sent Jack off into the dark night with only a burning coal to light his way. Jack put the coal into a carved out turnip, not a pumpkin, a turnip.
Yeah, originally turnips, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And has been roaming the earth ever since. And the Irish began to refer to this ghostly figure as Jack of the Lantern, and then simply Jack-o'-lantern. So there you go. That's the origins of Jack-o'-lantern. If anyone
Why did he choose 10 years? He should have just said 1,000. Cover yourself.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the first time he said was 1 year. It's like, gee, what?
Man, come on.
That's why you had to trick him again.
Yeah.
He's not going to be great in like a market in Marrakesh, is he? Trying to barter 1 year.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, it's a great story, but it definitely sounds like a story where...
Has Robin frozen? This is the dangers of with the live ending, podcast.
The hell? Oh, have I frozen?
Oh, well, you did for a second. You might as well repeat that a little bit.
My internet connection is
unstable. Live issues.
The perils live of issues. Live issues. Go on, Robin. I think you're back. What were you saying?
Am I back now?
You're back. You're good.
Am I back? Okay. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? We'll never know what I said in the mystery lost in the vortex of time. The internet forever. Gone forever.
Oh, that's a shame. That is a shame.
No, I was just commenting. I was saying it sounds like a story where they started at the end and worked their way backwards.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It does feel like that. But no, this is actual matter of fact. This is what actually happened, I'm sure. Just having a quick look at the comments. There are some long ones now, so we're going to have to go back and read some of them. But Evertonian345's in the chat, and he says, I remember a few years ago, I was lost in Epping Forest, and all I could hear was a voice shouting, Is Dick Turpin in these woods? Boudicca, show yourself! Fair enough, Evertonian, fair enough. Good reference.
We might know the very day and date that you were lost in the woods then.
And an Irish Dan says, we've all done crazy things for a cheap pint. Referring to the story, of course. Yeah, yes, yeah. I mean, don't blame him. Yeah. Don't blame him, to be honest. Cool. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for telling me what you both learned this week. What a coincidence that everything we learned this week was about Halloween. It's almost like we planned that.
Spooky.
Very spooky. Before we move on to some of your spooky stories, I just wanted to address some comments from last week's podcast. Namely, I mean, the comments that dominated last week's podcast were about the different name conventions of Knockdown Ginger. You know that game where we were talking about it in last week's podcast, where you would not go to someone's door when you were young, knock on their door, and then run away. And we were very surprised to hear that there were so many different variants of this. And reading everyone's comments, I couldn't choose which one was my favorite. So I just thought I'd read like all of them, all of the people that commented and their different variants. So I Am Negan commented, he lives in the US. They called it Knock Knock Zoom. Cameron Dobby, who lives in Leeds, they called it Knock a Door Run. Alaya from Brooklyn, Ring Bells and Run, which I think is probably the most literal version of it.
That's quite specific. Yeah. That's updating the name with the times. It's like people got doorbells now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
James like Sexcellent Wright from Newcastle, they called it Knocky Nine Doors.
I've heard that one before.
Knocky Nine Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there were quite a few more, so I'll just say some of them. There was Ding Dong Dash, Knock Knock like Ginger. That. Not Knock Down Ginger, Knock Knock Ginger.
Knock Knock, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
And the Ding Dong Dash, that was pretty popular from a lot of our American viewers, actually.
Right.
Ding Dong
Again,
Dash.
Again, the doorbell thing. Ding Dong.
Peas Ward was in the chat, and he said it was Ding Dong Ditch when I grew up.
Ditch.
Yeah. Okay. Then there was Nick Knocking in Australia. Nicky Nicky Nine Door. Ratatat Ginger. And that was in the Midlands somewhere, I think.
That's also when you just machine gun a redhead person.
Ratatat Ginger.
Exactly, yeah. Martin Trainer from Glasgow. It was Chap the Door, Run Away, which is quite an interesting one.
Chap the door.
Like a chap at the door kind of thing.
Yeah. It does sound, it sounds like the very sophisticated version.
Chap the door.
Chap the door and run away.
But no, I mean, there were so many different comments of that. So let us know where, if you're listening in the chat now and you're hearing something and you're like, no, we called it something totally different. Let us know in the comments.
Well, Knockdown Ginger or Knock Knock Ginger apparently dates back to not that long ago, actually, 1960. It says as early as 1967 in England, English poem found in the Childhood in Poetry collection. This says, Ginger, Ginger broke a window, hit the window crack. The baker came out to give him a clout and landed on his back. So apparently that's the origin of the ginger variety of the game.
Right. So people read the poem and thought, oh, that sounds like fun. And then named it after that.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I was wondering where that came from.
Good research, Martin.
Interesting.
Well, thank you. The joys of a Wikipedia.
Okay, great. Well, unless either of you had any more comments, shall we move on to everyone's spooky stories of the week?
Ooh.
Not spooky stories of the week, just spooky stories. This isn't a weekly thing unless it becomes insanely popular. Oh my God, Robin, your face at the moment.
That's really weird.
I'm kind of worried that it's frozen on that face now.
No, it hasn't frozen.
Okay.
You look a little bit like what's she called? It's not the babushka lady. Who's the Russian woman who predicted the future? What's her name?
Baba Vanga.
Yeah, Baba Vanga. You look a little bit like the images of Baba Vanga there. So
she was pure wrinkles, though you couldn't see a single feature, just wrinkles.
You were wrinkled up there quite well, quite nicely. Yeah.
If you put her in the bath, she'd actually look more human.
Robin, you're dressed up as the Count himself. The Count with headphones.
Casual Count with a black t-shirt instead of a fancy collar, but you know.
I'm clearly a skeleton, although I think it's turned more into the I Like Turtles kid. this wasn't like just me slapping some paint on for like 2 minutes. I tried my hardest here. This is me trying to do my hardest.
Great. Yeah. You've got a Day of the Dead thing going on there. I think it's great.
Okay.
I've got to be honest, I didn't know we were going fully in for it. I thought it was gonna be the background. And we were just going to come along and do a Halloween special. But I like Madeline's suggestion that I am dressed as a serial killer or an undiscovered serial killer, I think it was. But I'll roll with that.
Yes.
But my question was going to be, who's your favorite of the like classic, you know, horror characters, like of Frankenstein, the Count, or like just in general, like mummies, skeletons? What's your favorite thing? Mm. If you had to choose to dress up as one, what would it be? Madeline in the comments says, you look like you have several eyebrows, Alex. Thanks. Thank you very much, Madeline. Indeed. That's what I was going for.
You know what? I think I quite like, if people can pull off, I've seen it before, people will pull off a skeleton outfit that when it's in the dark looks like a real skeleton. It's like the background's black.
Yeah.
And then they look like an actual skeleton. Yeah. I dress like
that's cool. Yeah.
And so I got my daughter a little t-shirt that has a skeleton on it, but it's glow in the dark. So I'm looking forward to her wearing that and glowing.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
That is great. It's easy to find her at night, I suppose, as well, as she runs down the street.
That's very true. Yeah. Stave off the child abductions. Fantastic.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know what my favorite character to dress up as is on Halloween, but I know probably... Okay, two things to admit here. Scaredy Cat Robin. Vampires were the one monster that genuinely frightened me for a very long time. Something about vampires just really got me. Found them genuinely terrifying. But Dracula is probably my favorite novel. So to answer your question, probably Dracula. Although I think the character of Victor Frankenstein is fascinating, but more fascinating than the character of Dracula, who's just evil. But the novel Dracula is awesome.
So. The big man himself.
The last couple of years, I've dressed up as... Last year, I dressed up as Zombie Alan Partridge.
You did.
Complete,
I remember.
complete with
have a spike crumb, in your foot.
Shower curtain. No, unfortunately, at Halloween, he doesn't have the spike in his foot. So I wanted it to be consistent, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Or yeah. Zombies, by their very nature, are inconsistent.
that's
a line from the show, if anyone doesn't know that. And so, yeah, that. And then the year before, I dressed up as Two-Face. So I did the blood on one side.
Yeah.
And I had a coin as well. Big old coin, which was quite fun. So
that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I liked both of those.
That's nice. A good outfit. Yeah. What about you, Alex? Is it always a skeleton or is it?
No, what have I gone dressed as before? I mean, I went as Dr. Evil one year because me and my housemate.
Did.
He dressed as Austin Powers, so I was Dr. Evil one year.
That's great.
So I had like a proper bald cap on. It was pretty good. Yeah. It looked the part.
Looked great. Yeah.
And before that, we did that meme Halloween party, didn't we? Do you remember Meme-a-ween?
Well, yeah, I didn't dress up that time. I don't think. Yeah. I didn't dress up that time. I came along, but I didn't dress up.
I was the aliens dude, you know, from the History Channel.
Oh yes,
yeah.
That was good.
Nice.
Anyway, off on a tangent there. well, let us know in the comments and the chat. What's your favorite thing to dress up as Halloween? And what are you going to be dressing up as this year, if you are at all? And will it be a better costume than whatever's going on with my face right now?
It is good.
Oh, no, it looks great.
Oh, thank you. I need the positive comments right now.
the upper lip teeth is what's getting me. That's making me feel quite nervous.
Oh, good. Yeah. Nervous. Yeah. That's how I want you to feel, Martin.
Yeah, it does look a bit weird. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, without further ado, shall we go on to our spooky stories?
Your spooky stories. I mean, the question here is: should we start with the spooky stories from the viewers?
Yes. So we've got some from the viewers, and if we need some more, or if we fancy carrying on, if we're not sufficiently spooked, then we've got a few others that we can say as well that we've found that are particularly spooky. But yes, one of you choose whichever one you want and take it away. Actually, no, I'm going to say, Martin, take it away. I've got some creepy background music as well. So
have you?
To set the scene.
All teed up. All cute.
Well, are you going to put it on live, the creepy background music? Is it going to be there underneath? Okay, nice.
It'll be there.
I don't think the sound volumes. I'm going to shout over it. Yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to hear it, but in the chat, let me know if it's too loud or too quiet.
Okay. Yeah, this is on the fly. I like it. I'm going to go for Liam Mullins' story. And Liam's one of our very valued patrons as well. So thank you so much for your support, Liam. And Liam says, the most unnerving story I have is when my younger twin sister, younger twin sisters were around 4 or 5-ish. One had been sent to her room for being bad. But when she got to the living room door, she stopped and said, "Mum, that wee woman's back." We had a talk with her and she described this woman by looks, height, and the feeling she gave her. And the description fit perfectly with my gran's own mother, who died some 40 years earlier before. And when we finally found a photo of her and she'd seen it, she just burst out crying because it was her she had seen. And the feeling of horror that she described. She described it as the feeling you just get before you get a scalped bum for being bad. And this fits perfectly with how my mother felt about her.
Wow.
So
that is terrifying.
Yeah.
It's always children, isn't it? Children seem to have this connection with...
sensitivity for the paranormal.
Yeah, exactly. It's very spooky, Liam. Very spooky.
But it's seeing the photo as well. I mean, a lot of the time you can say you've seen something and you can always, if you want to, brush it off as being, your imagination, or you must have seen something, or you must be making this up or whatever. But then cross-referencing with a photo as well. Yeah, that moment must have been really, really quite, shivers up your spine. Yeah. Mm.
Exactly. Well, Robert, do you want to read the next one?
Yeah, there's one from, I might get this pronunciation wrong, Bernard McAuliffe. I hope I got that right. Well, Bernard says, I'd like to share my creepy story I experienced while in Japan in 2015. We were a group of five and were to stay in a traditional house in Kyoto. It was quite old and built in a traditional style with tatami rooms, very steep stairs to the second floor, and so on. Before settling in, we started touring the house, and we went in one of the traditional bedrooms on the second floor. It had a small windowsill with traditional kokeshi dolls. I think I said that right. They were quite unnerving, and I turned them to face the window. That's a natural reaction.
Mm. Yeah,
I was the last. Yeah, Bernard was the last person to leave the room.
Oh, no, I know what's coming.
I had a laptop bag slung across my shoulder and had my zip-up draped across it. Long story short, we were unsatisfied with the place since it was totally different from how it appeared on the rent site and decided to leave. I realized my jacket was missing and must have fallen off. So I went back upstairs looking for it. I entered the bedroom and on the windowsill, folded, was my zip-up jacket. On top of it was my Nintendo 3DS, which I never took out of my bag. And to top it all off, the dolls were facing inwards.
Oh my God.
Remember, right. Bernard was the last to leave the room. I had not put them in their original position and no one had entered the room afterwards.
No one would even notice to turn them around. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what a friendly ghost though. Like just saw a t-shirt or something.
Helpful ghost,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll just give it a fold up. But then taking the 3DS out of the bag is a bit kind of... I was sneaking a quick game of Mario Kart before. Yeah. I was hoping to put it back before he noticed.
Is he the very
ghost wanted to play Mario Kart? Exactly. Yeah.
Some things. What's scary though? A friendly ghost that like picking up your stuff out of your bag, or hidden in the walls is the housekeeper. You know, watching you. And as soon as you leave the room, they kind of go. They go there, take you through DS. Fold your stuff, put the dolls back, and then they go hide in a wall for you to return. And whilst you're there freaking out, they're watching you.
Yeah, that waiting. Is pretty creepy. Or I'm just imagining, like, not even hidden in the wall, but just fully camoed. So they're just, like, painted the colour of the wall, and then as soon as they leave, they just, like, start folding and start doing housekeeping bits.
Quick, play the DS!
Exactly. That is a spooky one. I read that one a bit earlier, and yeah. That was
very spooky.
Very spooky. Okay, I'll read out the next one.
Yeah,
so this is from Woe is Lee. He says, so anyways, my ghost experience. It's pretty straightforward, about as straightforward as a ghost encounter can be. So long story short on how this all started, I got messed about with a ton in high school and took it all out on my grandmum. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe a year or so after she died is when my experiences started. I would almost constantly hear this creaking noise above me in the living room when I would be in the basement playing video games. Then one time, nobody was home. Matter of fact, I was alone during all of this. Anyways, I was getting a shower and somebody banged on the door to the bathroom I was in. Knocked on the door, loud. Enough for me to stop, dry off and roam the house. Nothing. And then the last experience I had was also easily the worst. So I was in the basement as usual playing games and... man, memories, he writes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So picture a staircase leading upstairs, basically right above me at the edge of the living room with a wooden floor at the bottom of it. Now imagine someone jumping straight down on that wooden floor like they jumped from... like, I don't know, at least half the staircase down. Needless to say, the noise alone of that impact had me scared, and the fact that nobody besides me was in the house. So nobody besides him was in the house. Ooh. That I knew of. So I'm shaking, just sitting there for a good 5 minutes, trying to hear if anybody actually is in my house, until I eventually started to make my way all the way upstairs to my bedroom to grab my metal baseball bat. Smart move. Mm-hmm. Just in case somebody was in the house. I mean, come on, noises don't just happen like that by themselves. So after an hour, literally checking every door, every corner of the house, I gave up and sat down, just to try and calm myself down and relax a little because, yeah, I was losing it. Then I started rocking on the chair I was in, and I started to realize the chair was making that same sound.
Oh.
I've been hearing creaking above me this entire time, and guess whose chair it used to be? Yep, And amazingly, that was the end of my experiences. I never heard that chair creak again. Like somebody was sitting in it. Never experienced it again.
Oh, that's horrible.
So, yeah. I guess that goes to show, doesn't it, that even though these experiences may seem so spooky and like they have no, you know, earthly explanation, sometimes it's just something really simple. You know, they can't always be super spooky, I guess.
But the simpler they are, the less explicable they are. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds horrendous. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for the comment, though. And, yeah, I mean, when you're trying to figure that out, that spooky experience, then it is really creepy. I didn't actually tell you guys. I kind of had a spooky experience a couple of weeks ago. This is my own spooky story. In fact, I'll play the music. Let's go again. So 2 weeks ago. No, we were laid in bed. This was about, like, midnight, 1 a.m. Suddenly, we like closed our bedroom door and everything. We heard a knock on the bedroom door, not on like our front door, like it sounded so close, like it was just our bedroom door, someone knocking quite loudly. To the point that we both like just jumped and was like woke up and we're like, what is going on? And then yeah, we got out of bed and turned the lights on and had looked around the entire flat, had to have a cup of tea just to calm down. Don't know what it was. We're guessing it must be the people in the flat downstairs, but just making a really loud noise at that point.
Really noise, and it just sounded really loud to you guys.
But it really sounded like someone just deliberately knocked on the door, you know? It was...
Oh, man, your heart must have been just going.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that it was a ghost, but it was a very creepy moment. Cool. Well, shall we continue with some spooky stories?
That does good.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe Angelos87 is
next. It's on me, right? It's on me, Angelos87. So Angelos writes, I've had a few experiences, but the one that stands out was when I was about 16 years old, staying at a friend's late at night, and his parents were out. We were playing an old Tom Clancy game on the PS2, and a woman in a nightgown just walked right past the door, and it drew my attention. I looked back at my mate to say, that was weird, but he was white in the face. I was shocked to have seen it too. I tried to investigate, but had no luck. Later, he said when he's home alone, sometimes he hears a woman singing country songs.
What?
How awful.
Take me home.
Some John Denver. That is so weird. Wow. Yeah. Country songs as well. Even more scary. Yeah. And another time I was around 12 babysitting my siblings living in an old Queenslander style building, and the door to my parents' bedroom was jammed on the carpet and it was hard to open. But on this day, my younger sibling was laughing hysterically alone in that room, so I went to check, and as I approached the door and opened up by myself, my young sibling was just looking in the corner behind the open door with chilies up the spin. I looked to see nothing. Okay, I think there might be lost translation that last little
chills
bit.
Up the spine, presumably.
Chills up the spine.
Chills up the spine. Chilies up the spin.
Chilies up the spin. I feel like chilies up the spin.
Amazing.
I want to know, is it chilies up the spin? Is it like a colloquial term? I hope so. And he looked to see nothing after his sibling was laughing hysterically in the corner.
Again, what is it with like young children and having this weird supernatural connection? Do they, or are they just, is he laughing at the corner of the room? Because, you know, kids do find weird things funny as well.
Little freaks.
Oh, that is spooky.
That would also cause some chilies up the spin for me too, I imagine.
I'm getting chilies up the spin just thinking about that.
Sounds a bit dodgy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, last time I had chilies up my spin, it was a completely different experience. But let's go on to James Sexcellent Wright's story. Great name, by the way. Spooky story. I was about 7 or 8, sitting on my bed, reading. My mum popped her head around the door, didn't say anything, but I said, on my way. It was about tea time. And I got downstairs. Mum was sitting in the living room. and had no idea what I was talking about. She had been downstairs the whole time.
Ooh.
So you saw your mum pop her head around the door, but your mum was downstairs.
Oh,
so
my God.
Did you...
I don't know why, but this one really gets me.
Yeah, it's like, because it could have been a relative, right? The ghost of a relative. Your brain's just like, oh, it looks kind of like my mum, so it must be my mum. Then you realize it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I did. Yeah. I saw this the other day posted, actually. I don't know if this is relevant to this. But apparently, if you hallucinate things in like your home, the first thing you should do, or like if you're seeing a ghost or something, because apparently this is the cause of a lot of paranormal sightings, the first thing you should do is open a window, because it might be carbon monoxide poisoning, like
worth doing. Yeah.
So, not saying that that's what this was, but I thought that was interesting. That can make you. That can make you hallucinate.
Amazing. Angelos is in the chat and he says, I don't proofread. So it's bad habit. thank you so much for your story, Angelos. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, they were some really creepy stories. What country songs were they? That's what I want to know. I'm picturing some country roads.
Hopefully some haunting melodies rather than like Billy Ray Cyrus. You're breaking up. <heart,
laughs> Nice.
Cool. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, okay. So this one's from Liam. Liam O. I remember when my nieces were young, the eldest would say to my sister, a man would come into her room and an old woman would chase him away. When my sister went to see a spiritualist, she told her, before we start, I need to tell you, you have to move out of your house. She told the previous tenant was an old woman and is refusing to cross over because there is an evil in the house and she won't leave the children. Needless to say, she moved out not long after. You've got a kind of good ghost in there, this old woman that's protecting the children from an evil spirit of some kind. That is a creepy one. That's chilies up the spin for me.
Anyway. Yeah, it is indeed. But honest question, what do you do if you're in that situation? If you're just playing on your bed and then a man just comes into your room, starts approaching you, what do you do?
Yeah. You'd be frozen to the spot, wouldn't you?
You would be frozen, I think. As much as I'd like to pretend otherwise. No, I'd take control, I'd get out of bed, get my baseball bat and, you know, then... I'd be frozen to the spot. I'd use Jade as a human shield, I think.
Luckily, this old woman is there to protect her.
Well, yeah.
Terrifying.
Oof. Exactly. I wonder how. I mean, yeah, it's interesting that your niece saw the man coming into the room and the old woman chasing away. I wonder how much the spiritualist was told about this as well. That's what I always wonder with these things. Like, do you go completely blind and go like, something's going on, I'm not going to tell you what. What do I do? Yeah. Then see what they can come back with.
Yeah, because that is very specific, if not.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I wonder if they told the spiritualist about the experience, this old woman like chased a man out of the room. Because then it'd be pretty easy for her to say that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
The missing part of the story is the spiritualist then bought the house after they moved out and added it to her property empire.
Yes, they sold it for nothing, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, next story. We've got Daniel Barclay. Who's taking this one? Is this Martin?
Martin's turn.
Ooh, okay. Daniel says, once went to Budapest with friends. I've also been to Budapest. You've been to Budapest, haven't you, Alex?
I have, yeah. I was there for...
Any ghosts or...?
Like, no, I was there for like 2 days, one night. And... I think I got sunstroke or heat stroke.
Ooh. Oh dear.
Like on the first day, and we got lost, and it was lovely, but I that's all I remember from Budapest, really.
fair play. It's hotter than people think as well. It's going to be in the summer especially.
Yeah.
You think, oh, it's kind of Eastern Europe, it won't be hot, boiling. Yeah. Okay, Daniel says, once went to Budapest with friends and my girlfriend on Halloween. We all get dressed up, zombies, witches, etc. Turns out they don't really do Halloween. All the bars we tried to get into refused us entry. In the end, we went to a club with a cover charge. Oh. ended up being a strip club. Oh, great. In the end, that's how me and my partner ended up going to our first and only strip club together. So that, isn't that a lovely story?
That is. That's not really a spooky story.
Lovely. But, it's spooky, yeah. It's Halloween related. What a romantic story.
Daniel. It amused me. That's why I did it. Thank you, Daniel, for that story.
But we do have some more stories in the comments, actually, that we could go through.
We do. Yes, I saw some. Yeah, let's do it.
So, Astaroth in the comments. Also, I think it's your first time here, so welcome, Astaroth. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
They say, I'll play some spooky music. Let's set the scene. When I was a child, there was a period of a few weeks when I would occasionally hear footsteps coming from the attic in the dead of night. The only way to get into the attic was via my closet. I've since moved out, but to this day, I still don't know what I heard. Hang on a second.
Many questions here.
The only way into your attic is through your closet. So literally when...
Ooh, secret.
That whole, you know, stereotype of kids thinking there's a monster in the closet. There actually, that connects to your attic. There could be.
Yeah.
Wow.
What the hell?
Wow, that is very spooky. That's, I would not like that at all. Wow. I can't believe that. It connects to your attic. I've never heard that. You should decorate your attic like Narnia and then just fool people when they go in. It's like, oh, what's through here? It's the magical land of Narnia. Cool. There's another comment from Madeline, if anyone wants to read that. Can you guys see the comments?
Go ahead and read it.
You guys don't have access to the comments, I guess.
Oh, I've got.
Oh, okay.
I've been able to sense energies from as early as I can remember. Recently, I've been feeling a presence in my room at night from the end of my bedroom, feeling them watching me. It was uncomfortable. I had to sleep with my lamp on every night, and even then, I was barely sleeping. The presence didn't feel bad, but it's just hard to sleep when you can tell someone is watching you. Mm. I have a priest in my family, so I asked him to come and bless my bedroom, which they did. No problem since.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
That's a great story. That's
a positive ending, but my goodness, must be very, as you say, very uncomfortable thinking that someone's in the room and feeling a presence. That doesn't sound fun at all.
And that's great that the person in your family, this priest, was able to help you out and come and sort out the problem for you. That's pretty handy.
It's certainly compelling suggestive evidence. If you don't have the problem after the priest has come and blessed the room, it's kind of compelling, I think.
It is pretty compelling, yeah. Great, thanks for the comment. Spiffing has one as well. Shall I read this one? Or
yes, please.
Do.
Okay. So he says, I kind of have a short one. I was on some school visit to the local church for some talk or something. During the visit, I saw an older lady walk into one of the doors that led to the back of the church. Once the talk had finished, either me or a classmate, I can't exactly remember, asked who the old lady was. The vicar said there was no one else except him in the church and said that the door that we pointed out was never used.
Ooh.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I wonder if the vicar was just, you know, joking around and just teasing. No,
that's Marjorie. She does the coffee on Sundays.
Yeah. where were the zippers? Where was the vicar's hands? Saying, what was he zipping up his fly as he said this? Yeah. Like, no one was in here. Everything's fine. Yeah, just me.
That door never opens. Don't go in there.
In all seriousness, though, that is very.
That's really spooky, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great story. I love that.
But it's very like it's very kind of reminiscent of just. You know, goes into the vicar and he's like, but she's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah.
Nobody uses that door.
I like it. I like it a lot. Talking of spooky things, I've started watching Midnight Mass. Have either of you guys watched it?
No.
I haven't, no.
Oh, recommended?
I've only watched the first episode so far, but it's like... without giving away too much spoilers, because this is in like the first 10 seconds of the first episode, but the guy basically he's drink driving and hits a woman and she dies, and then he goes to prison, and then the whole thing is about him coming back to the island where he grew up, and strange occurrences are happening, and there's like a new vicar in town,
ooh,
who, Catholic priest, who arrives from the mainland, and they don't know who he is or where he's come from. And some, in some way, these strange things are connected to his arrival, I believe. So yeah, so a good one for Halloween. And I've watched the first episode, but I'm looking forward to watching a bit more of it.
That's really the best kind of horror story. Spooky with a sense of mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
The best thing. Yeah. So gothic fiction is good for that because it's always built around a mystery normally.
Yeah. That's a good question though. What's either of your, and the chat as well, what's your favorite kind of Halloween horror film or TV show, or one that you've seen recently that you really enjoyed?
What's yours, Alex?
I was hoping to get a few answers. What's mine? Like favorite horror films? What have I seen recently? Oh my God, no. The most recent horror film I saw was Midsommar. Have either of you seen that?
Oh, no. In the daytime, right?
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Like, it's traumatized me. I feel like I've
oh, really?
It's oh, actually no. traumatized me. It's grim.
Not so much hardcore horror, but I like Stranger Things and stuff like that.
Stranger Things is great.
That kind of fun stuff.
I love The Thing. That's definitely one of my all-time favorite.
Yeah, that's good. The original.
Yeah. Well, the 1982 one. The Thing from Another World, which I loved a bit. Both of those, I watched them again and again. There's another black and white film from the 50s, which I like, called Night of the Demon. Or I think in America it's called Curse of the Demon. It's a British film, although it stars Dana Andrews, who's an American actor. And it's just a really fun little ghost story about a man whose business is, he's a scientist and his business is debunking ghosts and demons. And he goes to a kind of paranormal conference in the UK where all these other skeptics gather together and paranormal investigators to share their research. And there's a self-proclaimed wizard who wants to prove him wrong. And they basically have a bet that in 3 days' time, a demon will come and kill the skeptic. And the skeptic is like, nah, that's not real. And then strange things start to happen. And yes, his beliefs are called into question. That's good. This is very good. It's very clever.
I like the sound of that.
Very clever.
Creepy.
Yeah. Creepy. It's nice.
It's so good. It's times like this where I just can't remember anything that I've watched.
I know. But thankfully, we can go to the comments, though. Madeline says The Witch and Hereditary are my favourites.
Two very recent ones. Very,
And that's The Witch. Who directed that film, just out of interest? Either of you?
Was that Robert Eggers?
I think it was. I think it was. also directed The Lighthouse. Just testing your
retention. Oh, The Lighthouse. Oh, I did do that too. Oh, I didn't know that.
Spiffing says, one TV series that turned from crime to paranormal was Whitechapel. Got quite spooky.
I watched Whitechapel.
Shame they didn't commission the final series.
Whitechapel was well good. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
I never watched that. That's a shame.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't realize it was cancelled before it finished.
I think they did one or two series and then they didn't do any more. But yeah, they hadn't exactly developed the whole of the character's arc, but yeah, it was good. It's good. I've seen like films like the Conjuring films and
fun. Yeah.
It and like the kind of poppy ones, but I wouldn't ever say that I really like love them. They're just kind of fun.
What's the is there any that have been super difficult for you to get through that you just like couldn't finish watching? Because for me, the one that I really struggle getting through is Sinister.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Sinister?
I hate that film.
I hate that film. It's a good horror film, but I hate it.
What is it about it that gets you? Is it too scary or is it just too
disturbing? No, it's disturbing and scary, and it's the fact that horror films often have that structure of like escalating sequences. So like Paranormal Activity, it's like every night gets progressively worse. Kind of thing, you know, it goes to the nighttime and then you're like, oh God, what's going to happen tonight? And Sinister has the thing where he's playing videotapes and each videotape is showing something really gruesome and horrific and they get progressively worse. And that's horrible.
That's good. Yeah, that is good.
less of a horror, but I found kind of like psychologically quite disturbing Black Swan.
That
made me feel really quite weird.
Yeah, I think that is classed as a horror, I think. Maybe just a psychological thriller. It's definitely on borderline, definitely. Yeah, it's got horror elements to it, absolutely. Mother as well, with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah,
that was, I mean, that's the kind of horror that I'm not a big fan of because it just gets nasty.
Yeah.
Does it?
You know, and it's not the worst nasty horror I've seen. Midsommar in a way is worse, but there are the films where they make you feel uncomfortable and you're kind of like, okay, this is good filmmaking craft. You're making me feel uneasy. This is good. And then just nasty stuff happens and you're like, it's just shocking, but not in a good way, just in a kind of in your face way for the sake of it. Attention seeking kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought A Quiet Place was quite good. I enjoyed that.
I did like that.
The suspense of it being, you know, it's a different take on horror, you know, but it has to be.
Why did they have another child, though? I don't get that. What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I imagine it must have been an accident.
Yeah. We do have another spooky story from Irish Dan in the chat.
Irish Dan!
I feel like I should read. So he says, a bit of a strange thing that happened last year. My girlfriend wakes me up in the middle of the night, terrified, saying there was a man at the end of our bed. We go back to sleep, thinking it's a bad dream. We then wake up the next day to a message from my mum, letting me know my grandfather had sadly passed away. Oh. I don't know if that was him, but always think how it was strange how the events happened so close together. Very creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy and very sad. I'm sorry to hear that, Irish Dan.
Yeah.
But thanks for sharing that story with us.
Did you, I hope you took solace and comfort in that visitation.
It's often
was it more disturbing? Yeah.
Oh, Nightmare Lover just subscribed. Thank you, Nightmare Lover.
Nightmare Lover. Yeah.
It's often like that's quite a recurring thing, isn't it? People experience something out of the blue, and then find out. Like one of their relatives has just passed away, that's really quite a bizarre phenomenon. That's definitely not exclusive. I've heard that before. Very bizarre. So, what do you guys think? Shall we read any more stories, or shall we move on to our spooky quiz?
I don't know.
I think we've done quite a few from our audience, and I like it that way, it being exclusively from the audience.
Let's do that. Okay, well, before we go to our quiz, basically, if anyone would like to take part in the quiz, I've now got like a leaderboard. So comment in the chat. This is very important. If you'd like to take part in the quiz, comment in the chat, just letting me know, say like I'm in or quiz me, something like that. And during the break, I will add you to the leaderboard and then we'll be ready to go. Shall we do it? Shall we start the quiz?
Let's do it. See you in 2 minutes.
Okay. Are we back? We're back. Everyone?
Oh, we're back. Hello? We're live.
And we are back. I hope that live wasn't too disruptive for everyone. Sorry, I don't know what you guys were up to, but I couldn't hear you then. So
it's fine. I was just
enough time to put it away. Yeah.
Oh, look at those graphics, Madeline says. Yeah,
lovely.
Oh, Scotty has just joined. Okay, let me just add you there, Scotty. That's absolutely fine.
Causing havoc, Scotty.
Causing havoc.
Give me an opportunity to actually get a buzzer for the quiz as well.
Okay.
Very important, and I did forget. So
buzzers are very important. They are essential parts of the quiz.
Busy Bee wants to join as well.
No, that's absolutely no problem at all. If you do want to join, I think there's some buzzers that need to be got, so we can sort this out. Don't worry. If anyone is still waiting, let's see.
Oh, look at the names move on the screen.
I know it's professional.
Contestant. Right?
A busy bee.
So professional.
A busy bee, you get your own column as well. So
look at all those contestants.
A busy bee.
I mean, you're seeing how the sausage is made right now.
That is a lot. Look at this. We're getting these people. You're all going to beat us silly. I'm scared now. I'm scared.
There we go. There we go. Okay. So everyone.
Madeline points out, Alex, this is favoritism. Just saying. She's quite right. Quite right.
How is this favoritism? How? In what way?
In your own column. Get your own column. I believe.
It rewards people who ask to join last, I guess. let me just sort this. Okay.
Spiffing says, I forgot I set the awesome Wells, the French champagne, as my ringtone, and it scared the life out of me the other day.
That's pretty spooky. Yeah.
You're just That's sitting around spooky. And go, the French.
So, for those of you who have never done a Just Interesting live quiz before, here's how it works, and these are the rules that I will abide by.
Until he changes his mind.
Until I change my mind. But basically, the first three answers in the chat that get the three correct answers in the chat per question will get the point. Anything after that, and I can't take it, I'm afraid, because after that, we don't know if you're just copying someone else's answer, you know, that kind of thing. And and otherwise, I'm just going to be sat here typing out points all the time. So I think that's a good way of doing it. So the first three correct answers in the chat, you get the point. That's how it works. And Robin and Martin, obviously, it's the same rules for you. You've got to buzz in, and you cannot look at the chat while it's happening.
So if you've got
the Twitch live stream up at the moment, take it away.
Yeah,
okay, no cheating.
It's down.
And everyone else in the chat, sure, you could just Google the answer, but where's the fun in that? Don't do that. If you do that, then all these spirits that we've spoken about today will haunt you, your dreams this evening. Probably.
Very good.
Anyway, Martin and Robin, what are your buzzers? Let's hear them. Martin, what's yours?
We're going for a Halloween-esque.
What the hell is that?
Werewolf, mate.
That's werewolf, yeah.
Think you've never heard a real werewolf before?
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say, actually, earlier, when we're talking about favourite films, of the classic Universal horror films, The Wolfman from 1940 is my favourite. Just going to throw that there.
I haven't seen that one.
Cool. I recommend it. I love it. I'm also slightly partial to the 2010 film with Benicio del Toro, Anthony Hopkins, Hugo Weaving, and Emily Blunt.
Mm. There we go, full cast.
Fair enough.
Good cast, not a great film, but I like it. my buzzer is, it couldn't be anything else, really.
Is there anyone here that wants to make contact?
Oh, my God.
If anyone is in these woods, show yourselves.
Excellent. Just excellent. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Let me just...
Is there anyone here that wants to make contact?
Sorry, that wasn't me. It did it itself.
Let me just change something real quick. Oh, no, that's Martin's. Nope, ignore that.
Who did I go?
Let me just change something real quick. Minus 10. There we go. Okay, so there
what?
We go.
What is this?
What have you done?
I've
minus 10.
Just changed
minus 10.
This is favoritism. This is punishment.
I don't know what you mean.
I've got a live recording of a ghost in Epping Forest.
Robin, you're not supposed to be looking at the Twitch. What's this? I've caught you red-handed.
Yeah. You said minus 50, so I just went in there. Well, look, there's only minus 10.
Okay, I'll put it back. Anyway, let's start. Okay. And I've also got the quiz questions up on the Twitch chat so everyone can see it written out as well as hearing it with my beautiful voice. So here we go. Question number one.
Okay.
Everyone get ready in the chat.
Okay.
Question one. How long ago was the first festival of Halloween thought to have taken place? Was it A, 1,000 years ago, B, 6,000 years ago, or C, 12,000 years ago? Yes, Martin.
Okay, straight down the middle. Bang. 6,000.
Oh, damn it.
It was indeed 6,000 years ago, apparently.
That would be my guess. Well done.
So, yeah, it's thought that there is. I should say that there are some conflicting ideas here. Some people think it was about 2,000 years old, not 6,000.
What's the evidence for this? Yeah.
I don't know. Why you asking me?
I'm curious.
But it originated in Ireland, the idea of Halloween. Samhain,
Yeah,
that's the one. That's where it comes from, and it's thought to have originated 6,000 years ago in 4,000 BC. So.
Although we get, and you like this, Alex, we get the name Halloween from the Scots.
Oh, do we?
Halloween.
We do.
Halloween. Interesting. So who was that? Who was that in the chat? That was Madeline was the first in there with B, I think.
Hey.
Spiffing also got B. And Astaroth, you three, you win that point. So spiffing, Astaroth, well, and Madeline are all on one. So bear with me. Let me just change that score. Oh, okay. So.
So, Martin, what was the logic there? What inspired you to go for the 6,000 years?
Well, I thought it's going to be a long, long time. 12,000 just sounds mental.
Yeah.
12,000 BC, that's way too long ago.
There weren't even humans then.
And I wouldn't think that 6,000 or 12,000 would be there if it wasn't one of those.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So it's deduction completely as opposed to anything else. I think 1,000 or 6,000, but I'm just thinking it would have to be fairly impressive, an impressive feat. 6,000 years, yeah. It was old. If you said guess off the top of your head, I wouldn't have gone 6,000 years.
Yeah, as soon as you start reading out, when you said A, I was like, oh, great, it's the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not closest wins. Yeah, I would not have guessed that far back. I knew it originated in kind of like pagan origins, but yeah, maybe I would have guessed like 2,000 years ago.
A couple,
guessed
6, yeah, maybe. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, question number two. Oh, sorry, Martin. I didn't even change your score.
Oh,
that's all right. That's fine. That's nothing to worry about. Just leave it.
There we go. Okay, so that's 1-0 to Martin. As we go on to question two. Question two. Everyone ready in the chat? Question two. True or false? In 2014, a French town banned anyone over the age of 12 from wearing a clown costume or makeup on Halloween.
If anyone is in these woods... show yourselves.
Yes, Robin, you don't need to play the whole thing.
I'm going to go with true.
It was true. That would be a very boring question if that was false.
As I say, you wouldn't ask it. It's so specific. It's got to be true. Yeah,
that was.
It was a Belgian town.
Question. I was going to look up more information on this, but I forgot to do that. So, yeah, we only have that. I don't know what caused this. But maybe it was a similar thing to the killer clown craze in the US.
I think it was your video, Alex. I think your video trended in France.
No, this was before that. This was before the killer clown craze. This was in 2014.
Time travel.
Time travel.
Probably was.
Yeah. Well, I think people were probably doing a similar thing on a smaller scale, just doing prank videos with killer clowns, maybe.
The French.
So who was the first for that? Spiffing was in there again with true.
Ooh,
Astaroth again and Madeline. All three of you.
Oh my
straight
gosh.
In there. Competing for the top score.
They're on the way.
Okay. So let me just change that real quick.
Yeah. All good. Oh. All good. I are you guys fans of clowns?
Not especially.
I have no appeal. Yeah.
I don't have a huge problem with them though. That's not like a phobia of mine. They're just kind of
cool. Coulrophobia, isn't it? That's the fear of clowns, is it?
Yeah, I think
that sounds right to me.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, spiffing has come in for the win with some more info for us.
Okay. What we got?
In Vendargues, a town with about 6,000 residents, everyone aged 13 or above is now banned from wearing a clown costume or simply wearing clown makeup. This month, French police have arrested more than a dozen teenagers dressed as clowns with weapons who are frightening passers-by or, in some cases, beating people up. Aw. Thanks, Biffing. Thanks for looking that out for us. But, I mean, yeah, that's the reason why they would ban it, I guess. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's quite sad.
Yeah, and that's also the benefit of having a live stream, doing these live. People can just tune in with more info.
That's great, yeah. You could tell us anything in the comments. We will read it out. Whether it's true or not.
I'm Ron
Burgundy.
Alex will
read it.
And also, I Hate Gaming and Gamers asks, do y'all have sub emotes? And I think we do have a sub emote. I think we've got an awesome Wells.
We do. And we should create more, absolutely. But yeah, we've definitely got an awesome... Action Austin in there.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just the one at the moment, though.
We try to work on a Dick Turpin, but it just keeps coming out in a censored symbol.
Okay, question number three. Everyone ready? Everyone ready in the chat? You guys are already losing, by the way. There are people in the chat.
Yeah, I know.
With two points.
I think we've lost Martin.
Okay, question number three. In the Agatha Christie murder mystery Halloween Party, a girl suffers an unfortunate death at the hands of which Halloween-related activity? testing.
Did anyone die here?
Oh, Robin,
is Dick straight
in
here?
I think she's drowned when she's bobbing for apples.
She does sounds drown right. while bobbing for apples. Well nice. Done. I'm very impressed you got that straight away. That was my, like, are you well, a big Agatha Christie murder mystery fan?
Semi, you may remember a few months ago, I was binging the Poirot series.
We've all done it, Robin. We've all done it.
And yeah, that episode was amongst them. So wouldn't have happened, though. But Martin was the one who was talking about Poirot a few months earlier. And I thought, I'll watch those again. So thank you, Martin.
They're good, especially from about, I mean, quite a lot of them are very old. The really early ones are kind of very short and quite...
Yes, about an hour long, most of them, yeah.
Yeah, whereas some of the later ones are a couple of hours and they properly get into it. And those ones are pretty good. I say later, they're probably about 2004 now, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the last one was 2013, the very last episode, yeah.
So in the chat, the people that got that, Madeline was straight in there with apple bobbing. I had gaming guest carving, which isn't right, unfortunately. Astaroth, again, is on with apple bobbing. So you get the point. And
have
then
either
also,
of you ever bobbed for apples on Halloween?
Yes. Not Halloween, I bobbed for apples, though.
And also, a busy bee has entered the game on one with the next
very
person
good.
To guess apple bobbing. So well done, everyone.
Ooh.
Well done.
I bobbed for apples when I was a child. Like, we had like a school kind of like Halloween thing. I remember doing that. I mean, it's
would
very like it just seems very unhygienic now, looking back. Maybe in a post-COVID world, like, or maybe not even that. Like 100 school kids just putting their head in like a bucket of water, trying to like bite an apple.
I have to confess, I don't get the appeal, because not only does it seem difficult, but your reward is an apple. Of
it
all things.
At Halloween as well, a time where sweets are aplenty.
It should be a toffee apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It would be a lot harder to get your grip on. No? Yeah, not only is it wet, but it's a smooth, sugary surface.
Okay. Let's move on to question four. Keep this quiz moving. So, question four. Everyone ready in the chat? Who sang the 1962 song Monster Mash?
Oh, bloody hell, who was it? It was them.
Oh,
I listened to a kid's remix about 1,000 times in the car. The CD.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Very tough.
Ooh.
Wasn't it? It was like it was a novelty single, wasn't it? So that there were a band formed just for that song. Is that right?
Possibly.
Is Dick Turpin in these woods?
I do not appreciate
Straight yourself.
That.
Sorry.
Go on.
So I don't know the name, but I'm going to assume it's. I think they were a novelty band formed just for this purpose. So their name is probably something like the Monster Bunch. Wild guess.
That is incorrect, but
the Monster Munch.
It may as well be as close as you're going to get.
Martin might have a guess. So then.
I was thinking it would also be monster related or something like that, but more like the Spooks or something.
That's a good
the
name.
Spooks. I'm afraid neither of you are right, and you've got like a similar idea. Like, it is a novelty band formed for this purpose, but I mean, I don't know how I could give you a clue for this one. It's just
is their name related to Halloween?
Yes,
or spookiness?
Yes, that is.
It was related to Halloween in a specific way or in a very generic way, as in
it follows the band naming convention of you know. Tony and
somebody
the Jets.
And the, right, yeah, okay. Who would it be?
So a 60s band, and it definitely wasn't the Zombies, because they're an actual band.
I'll give you a clue. I'll give you the first word of the name. So you know the convention.
Okay, thank you, yeah.
So the first word is Bobby.
Oh, I was not going to go for that. Sorry, thank you for that. Bobby and the... How do we know?
For some reason, I've got something in my mind, but it's not. But it's not Halloween-y. It's Rattlesnake, Bobby and the Rattlesnakes.
It's not Bobby and the Rattlesnakes. No.
Damn. Good name though.
I will say in the chat, if anyone wants to have another guess and not looking it up online, because what's the point in that? But no one has got it so far. However, someone did guess Bobby. Well done, Madeline.
Half a point at least, surely.
Half a point at least,
Boudica?
Bobby and the vampires.
No. If you guess one word, I'm going to give, like, the next word in that sequence, I will give you the point, whoever gets it.
Okay.
So it's something related to Halloween. And I'll give you a guess, Martin. Oh.
If anyone is in these woods...
Oh, sorry. Martin,
go. Oh, am I one behind, am I?
I think maybe. Bobby, have a guess, Martin, and then you can both have another guess.
Bobby and the... I'm trying to think of anything related to Halloween now. Bobby and the Frankensteins.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Good guess. Incorrect, I'm afraid, though.
Oh. I was going to go for something that just occurred to me. That's why I burst, because I got excited. Is it Bobby and the Deadbeats?
That is a great name, but unfortunately, no. Oh. That is not.
That would be good.
Not right.
Probably quite a good game.
I'm not sure we're getting this.
I'm not going to get it.
I'll give you one more clue. Okay. Just for this word.
Generous, very generous.
Okay. So think about a cemetery. Bobby and the... Martin.
Werewolf.
Bobby and the tomb stones.
It's not tomb. No, I'm afraid not.
Know yourselves.
Is it Bobby and the gravestones?
It's not, no. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. It is Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Okay.
Obviously.
Never in the... Thank you for trying, Alex, but I think you gave far too much credit for that.
That's definitely a no or not, isn't it?
I was interested...
Crypt Kickers.
I was interested in to see if anyone in the chat would get that, and I'm afraid no one did.
No one did.
Okay. Although I'm tempted to give half a point to Madeline for guessing...
I'm fine with that, yeah.
For guessing Bobby straight away. I think that was...
Bobby Pickett, was it?
Bobby Pickett.
I mean, that's just lame. Pick a scary, ghoulish name. Don't just go Bobby Pickett.
Bobby Pickett.
I'm just scrolling through to check. There were a lot of guesses, but I don't think anyone guessed it.
Ronnie Pickering!
No, Madeline. Madeline says, "Don't give me half a point. I'm a failure." No, you got the closest. You came very close. I'm gonna award you half a point, Madeline.
Ce soir, j'attends Madeline.
So you are on 3.5.
The Monster Mash.
3.5. Yeah, we're losing this, Martin. Whoever wins, we lose.
we might have to team up and just add up our points at this stage.
I'm up for that. Let's do it.
Okay, so question number 5. Are you ready?
Okay.
That is question 5 now, isn't it? Yeah.
Let me check. That sounds right. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Question number 5. Everyone ready in the chat? What did the Scottish Witchcraft Act of 1735 forbid the consumption of? Was it A, sausage rolls? Was it B, pumpkins? Or C, treacle toffee? Oh, Martin was straight in there.
He was.
Treacle toffee, mate. C.
C is incorrect.
Damn.
Ooh.
Did anyone die here?
I can't remember the options. I'm going to go with B.
Pumpkins.
Yeah.
B is incorrect.
No!
It's sausage rolls.
It's sausage rolls. What?
So, funnily enough, this act that banned the consumption of, I think, meat pastries, including sausage rolls, wasn't repealed until the 1950s, and since then, what? Sausage rolls have been a popular treat at Halloween parties and gatherings. So,
was there a kind of cannibalism scare? Is that what was going on?
I honestly don't know what the rationale was behind it, but
yeah.
But I like it.
So it was banned on all meat pastries.
I think so, yeah. I think it was a ban on meat pastries.
I'm impressed, because that's like one of the most Scottish things you could eat. You know?
A ban on fried foods.
I wonder if it was any time of the year or just around this time, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because I'm looking all year round. That's ridiculous.
It can't be all year round. That's a staple food.
They have Greggs on every corner. So in the chat, the winners of that one was Madeline, straight in there again with
A. She's going to get 100%.
Astaroth, nipping at her heels, also gets A. And the next one was Scotty, has entered the game. Also got A, right. Well done indeed.
So, should have Scott Sausage Rolls was the obvious outlier there. Should have probably gone for it, shouldn't we?
there's definitely a thing when you buzz, right? I've got to answer quickly.
Yeah,
to be definitive.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Cool.
So, and I didn't give you your point, Martin, I don't think.
Yeah. Do I get a point for that?
Okay. You do get a point for that.
Default point.
Where's your
survivor?
So it's two apiece as we move on to question number six. That's okay. Right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, we've had
five questions.
Yeah.
One of you didn't get
one. And we didn't get one.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, question number six. Halloween is also known as All Hallows Eve, but what is another name for Hallows?
Is Dick Turpin here? Is Dick Turpin in these woods?
That would be Saints.
It is Saints, yes. Well done, Robin. Straight in there.
The clue, well, apart from the word Hallows means something that is holy, is the eve of All Saints Day.
All Saints, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think you were in there fast enough that no one was able to get the point then. No one in the chat beat you to that, so I cannot award any more points. No.
Sorry, guys.
So well done, Robin. You beat the chat on that one.
For once. Phew. This is where Martin's like, come on, Martin, we can get some dignity here.
Okay, question number seven. Thing was a character from the Addams Family TV series. What was the only part of the character ever seen?
Show yourself!
Oh, no.
It was the hair.
It's gone.
It was not the hair.
Oh, shit. Pardon my French. That was Cousin It.
Was it the legs?
You didn't buzz, Martin, but it was incorrect.
I did.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hit. That was incorrect.
Is there anyone here that wants to...
Go on then, Robin.
It was obviously the hand.
It was the hand.
I completely forgot. Loved the Addams Family and just brain completely...
That is a vague memory. I've never watched any of the Addams Family before.
Oh, good. It was good. Yeah. It's worth watching. There's the new animated films, which I haven't seen, but I really love the 1990s films where Baron Sodenfeld with Raul Julia as Gomez Adams. Perfect casting.
Cool. That's
and whoever played Thing was great.
just
really
is it
great
one hand
movements. Yeah.
Is it one hand? Just one hand?
One hand. Yeah.
So what have we got in the chat? Madeline did not get the point this time. She guessed feet.
Oh, no.
And so did Astaroth, the feet, straight in. Weird. What made you think of that? A Busy Bee, though, got hand. And so did Spiffing, got hand. And then Irish Dan also got hand as well. So well done,
very
you
good.
Three. So let me just change that.
Monster mash.
So Spiffing goes up to three. And Irish Dan gets a point. Gets a point on the board. Well done.
Ooh. So how many people got points on the board now?
So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people have points on the board. Madeline is still winning with 4.5 points, and close behind her is Astaroth on 4 points.
It's going to be a close one.
So Robin, you are losing by 0.5 at the moment to Madeline.
I think that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, question number 8.
Yes.
What is the name for a ghost responsible for physical disturbances such
Contact.
As loud noises
if
and objects being moved?
If anyone is in these woods...
Go on then, Robin.
Show yourself.
That would be ein Poltergeist.
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 It was a poltergeist,
that's
I'm
all right.
afraid.
You were
yeah.
quick onto that one.
Sorry, Martin. Didn't mean to steal that. We both knew that. We can both get a point, Alex.
No. That is not how the quiz works, Robin, and you know it.
Oh.
Well done, Robin. Who was in there first this time? A Busy Bee was right in there straight away with Poltergeist. I Hate Gaming and Gamers was also got the point. Well done. And Can You One gets a point on the board. Well done with Poltergeist. Let me just change those scores real quick. So a Busy
I don't know what it means, though, because Geist obviously means spirit or ghost. What does the Polter bit mean?
Poltergeist.
That's a good question.
In the Germans, it must mean something quite specific.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, where does that come from?
Was German.
German, I guess. Yeah.
German Poltergeist. Yeah. We get a lot of words from German. Like lots of everyday words that people use all the time. And you don't think about, like trauma, for example. A lot of people talk about trauma all the time, but that's a German psychology word from only about 100 years ago. Trauma, based on Traum or Träume for dreams. You know, Freud was all about the analysis of dreams. That's where we get trauma from. Also, angst. Talk about teenage angst all the time. Angst is a German psychoanalytical term for, you know, stress.
Spiffing has come back into the chat again as the savior with more info if we'd like.
Oh, Spiffing. Guest. Thank you.
You're cruising for a bonus point, Spiffing, at this rate. The word poltergeist comes from the German language words poltern, to make sound, and to rumble, and geist, ghost, and spirit. And the term itself...
Ghost.
Yeah, to make sound, to rumble ghost. And the term itself translates as noisy ghost, rumble ghost, or loud spirit. So there
rumble
you go.
Ghost. Less, thank you. Less scary. Thank you very much. The rumble ghost.
I like rumble ghost.
Rumble ghost sounds really cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's just hungry, that's all. just his tummy.
Question 9. Testing your Shakespeare on this one, everyone.
What?
Question number 9. Which Shakespeare play has witchcraft at the heart of the story?
Martin's got it.
Martin, straight in there.
That would be Macbeth.
It was Macbeth. Well done. And a bonus point for anyone in the chat. This is not related to you, Martin or Robin. Bonus point for anyone who can tell me what the witches chant without looking it up. Ooh. The first person to tell me, then I'll give them a bonus point. But well done, Martin.
How much of that chant do you require to earn a point?
Just like, you know, the bit everyone knows. The
first line. Yeah, the first line. That one line. All right, yeah.
Not the whole speech.
Is it Hail Macbeth, Thane of Glamis? Hail Macbeth, Thane of Cawdor.
Oh.
Hail Macbeth, who shall be king hereafter. Yeah.
I think I'll give it to Scotty. He was there. Toil and trouble, fire and bubble. Well done. That would do. it's double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. You got toil and trouble. I'll give you a point for that. And who got the point originally? It was Madeline was in there with Macbeth.
Madeline.
Spiffing also got Macbeth, and Camune straight there on Macbeth. So, these people are playing to win. You guys are storming the castle here. So Madeline is on 5.5. Spiffing is now on 4. And Camune is on 2. Okay. Scotty also gets a point for knowing his Shakespeare.
Which is pretty cool.
So he is on 2. Okay.
Very good.
Very good. And I'm afraid, Martin, it looks like you've lost the quiz we're going on to question 10.
Martin. Sorry.
But you can make it very close.
The last question is for 6 points, I believe.
I'm afraid.
Yes. Those days are over.
Thank you, Madeline. F in the chat for Martin's quiz prospects.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Question number 10. Okay. Everyone in the chat, get your fingers on the buzzers. Get ready. Here's question number 10. Which of these iconic slasher villains has amassed the highest kill count? Was it A, Michael Myers, B, Freddy Krueger, or C, Jason Voorhees.
These woods! Show yourself! Utica!
Go on then, Robin. What's your guess?
I'm going to guess Jason Voorhees.
That is correct!
Yes.
Well done, Robin. Yes.
So many films.
Jason Voorhees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of 12, films. 13 films, and he kills so many teenagers.
He's half of them, isn't he?
Yeah. Whereas Michael Myers has got quite a low kill count per movie. I mean, the latest film, I think he kills over 30 people, but that's high for him. Whereas Voorhees, that's just the morning's work, really.
Yeah.
You are right. Now, I will say...
I would have gone for Jason.
I will say these numbers may not be 100% accurate because, admittedly, I didn't watch every slasher film that all of these people feature in. So I'm going by what's written online.
Of course.
But the numbers varied no matter where I looked. However, this ranking stayed consistent. So these numbers may not be accurate, but the ranking is definitely consistent.
Okay.
So Jason Voorhees was around 170 kills he's sitting at across all of his films. Yeah. Michael Myers is sitting on 128. And Freddy Krueger is way down with only 48.
Call yourself a serial killer.
call yourself one of the greats. What are you on about?
It's just not an efficient method trying to kill them in their dreams, Freddy. You need to you need to develop your business model.
That's where you went wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. So who got what? Let's have a look. So Madeline guessed A. It is not A, I'm afraid. Cammy Yoon was the first one to guess C, Jason Voorhees. And Scotty guessed Jason as well. And then a Busy Bee also guessed C as well. So let's put that score in and see where we land, shall we?
Well, let's make the final score then,
So Scotty got the point. And Cammy Yoon.
Well done, everybody. Taking part in the quiz because you've all scored for Martin and me embarrassingly highly.
Let's go through the rankings, shall we? I think that's right. I think everyone's there. Let's go third place. Third place, and this is including both of you as well. Okay. Third place, we have a tie between Astor Wrath, Spiffing, and a Busy Bee. All of you on 4 points. So well done.
Well done. Freeway. Well done.
And in second place, we have Madeline TBH on 5.5 points. So well done, Madeline. And Robin, you have snuck ahead of all of the chat with the win. The well-deserved win.
Very good.
In this week's
thank
quiz.
You. Well, thank you, Madeline, for getting that last question wrong. I was convinced Madeline was in the lead. When you read out her name in second place, I thought, what?
If Madeline was right there, like with an answer as well. She was in the top three, but she just got the wrong serial killer.
Just
so you're
on the buzzer, but not quite. Yeah.
Very close to winning, Madeline. Well done, everyone, and thank you so much for taking part. I hope you enjoyed it. But who wants a bonus question now? Because it's not done.
Bonus question time. Yeah.
No, this is for you know, bragging
dignity,
rights,
for pride.
Basically. For dignity, for pride, for bragging rights. And it's a closest wins question, as these things normally are.
Tradition, yeah.
Okay. So,
That was an accident. I had to reset the buzzer.
Okay, so here we go. Bonus question.
Okay.
Everyone, fingers on buzzers. Well, it's the closest wins. How much money is the US population estimated to spend on Halloween this year?
Oh my goodness.
That's a good question. Okay.
Right. Well, should we work this out roughly?
Is this in dollars?
In dollars, yeah. In dollars.
Stalling for time.
Gaming and Gamers is now.
Christmas is always in the billions, isn't it, Martin? It's like a billion? Is it 2 billion for Christmas? I'm trying to remember. Because it's not going to be as big as Christmas. So it's going to be...
Okay, to make contact.
You can go first.
If anyone is in these...
Thank you, Martin. I will go for $500 million. That's a nice...
That's crazy low. That's everyone spending £1.50 each.
That's a good point, actually. There are nearly 400 million Americans.
I reckon on average, some people won't celebrate it, but most people spend about $10, $20. Say an average of $20 for the people that don't celebrate it. That'd be two, times 400 million would be 8. So 8 billion, maybe a little bit more. I'm going to go for 10 billion.
Oh my God, Martin, well done. You've recovered some dignity from this quiz. It is $10.14 billion, according to the National Retail Federation, is what
Americans are
estimated to spend this this Halloween. Done. So well done, Martin. That was that. I think that deserves that is, several points.
Genuinely, that yeah, that is an amazing bit of maths there. A logic, an application of logic. As soon as you said that's like $1 per person, I was like, oh yeah.
That's like $1 an hour.
And Martin, you'll be pleased to know you did better than everyone else in the chat as well. I think the closest person, though, honorable mentions go to Camiyun One, who guessed 5 billion, which was the closest in the chat, I believe. And then after that, Spiffing with 2.5 billion, and then Madeline on 1.2 billion. So, oh no, sorry, a busy bee, 3 billion. So some people in the billions, but 5 billion was as close as the chat got. So well done, Martin. Spiffing says to give you 10 points, but I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far.
I'll take the customary bonus point.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually get added to the scoreboard.
Yeah, and you can bask in the glory of the trophy that you still have.
When am I going to get the trophy, Martin? We're live now. Anything can happen. I can say it.
You did actually win the season, didn't you? So I should just send it. I'll be honest. You
probably should send it.
Yeah.
I'll send it. It'll be with you next week.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, now that we're allowed back on the Twitch stream, there's quite a few comments actually that we've missed.
There are. I've been trying to keep track of as many as I could.
There's a lot, yeah. We'll say, yeah, good quiz, Alex. Congratulations. Great quiz. Genuinely enjoyed it. Madeline says, GG, Robin, you bastard. JK, I love you. Thank you, Madeline. I love you too. It's good. I hate gaming and gamers says, finally followed on Twitch, lol, but I've been following on YouTube since the 300 years of history, Lost History podcast. I always look forward to your podcast and also videos like the Indiana Jones one. Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's really nice. I think a lot of new people came to our channel from that podcast. That podcast randomly did like 50k
really well, really well. And that was Alex's idea, and I remember Alex hosted that one and explained the theory really, really well, I thought. So that was a good one.
Thank you very much. And now I'm wearing face paint on my face, so how the mighty have fallen.
Irish Dan says, have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night to you, Irish Dan.
Let's
start wrapping up, shall we? I'll take us back to the screen.
Oh yes, to our normal live stream layout.
Thanks everyone so much for watching our Halloween special. I hope you enjoyed listening to some of these spooky stories, and thanks everyone so much for participating in the quiz. If you're watching this on YouTube right now and you're like, oh damn, I missed out on a really fun time, why not come over to twitch.tv/just_interesting and give us a follow on there, because we stream fairly regularly and we'll probably be doing some more live podcasts at some point.
Absolutely.
So yeah, why not do that? It costs you nothing. But thanks everyone so much for watching. I hope you had a fantastic Halloween, and you get lots of sweets in your trick-or-treat bag, whatever your plans are this year.
And it's not spiked with needles.
And it's not spiked news, obviously. Yeah. Oh,
and I have a quick question before we sign off properly, which is to anybody listening to us, whether live or on your podcast platform of choice, you can contact us on Twitter at JInterestingYT or on YouTube, comment below. I'd like to know what people's Halloween traditions are, because I know that one tradition that I know in Scotland they do is they put a bit of bowl of oats or porridge out the back door to welcome the friendly spirits of relatives. And you mentioned the tradition about putting all the knives away, Martin, in Germany.
Yes.
So let us know your Halloween traditions. I'm genuinely curious, and we can talk about them in our next post-Halloween podcast.
That is a great idea. And thanks everyone for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.